Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You blurred your background.
Oh, I had a thing happen to me yesterday. That's why. I was supposed to have an interview at 12:30. Mm-hmm. Turned out, it was a little earlier than that, but whatever, doesn't matter. Point is, turns out that the rep failed to mention it was Eastern time. So I was in the car when she's like, "Hey, are you gonna log in for your interview?" It's like, what? So I had to pull over into a gas station. Nice. And turn on my hotspot, and away we go. Hey man, we got it done. Wow, though.
That's what a fun story. Yeah man, the show must go on, the mission must continue, must accomplish your goals. My goal is to start the show. Hello everybody, how's it going today? Welcome to the Daily Cup of Genre here on the Genreverse YouTube channel and podcast network, wherever you get your podcasts from. Please hit the red subscribe button or follow us on your favorite podcast app, like I said. And I'm Kyle, that's Manny. I kind of messed up my normal intro flow, so it all just kind of tumbled out, all messed up. But hey, it's all right. Missed a day, back today. I actually would have preferred had we missed today instead of yesterday. Manny, no, it's all good. We got a big anime finale that I'll be doing as soon as you and I get off of get finished here on Daily Cog. So if you guys are anime fans, check out some of our anime content. I wanted to start today with something that we can now talk about more in depth, something that you talked a bit about last week, but were a little too in depth and I had to go in and edit the video out. And that's yeah. Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, the embargo on actual grades is over now. And man, Manny, you I'm not gonna lie, man, you had kind of gotten my hopes up. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of the grades have started falling out. So before we get there, for those that didn't hear Manny's thoughts and Manny's grade, give a quick review of the film and what you would grade it as.
So I mean, I thought it was a really fast paced film with this is really filled with action, and I mean, I think its only real downfall is kind of having to backtrack a little bit and give us so much background on Michelle Pfeiffer's character. Was it Janet or what's her name? Starts with the, okay.
Hope and Janet.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's right. Anyway, I mean, and other than that, I thought that Ant-Man 3 was very faithful to the films that we've seen before, as far as having that relationship between Scott and his daughter. And actually, that's pretty much my second favorite part of the movie. My first favorite part of the movie is obviously Kang. Jonathan Majors is a beast. And if he's doing that in an Ant-Man movie, I really can't wait to see what he does going forward in the MCU and Kang Dynasty and things like that. It's shorter. It's like it's a lot shorter than
2 hours, 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I think I've told you this, but I'm sick and tired of these 3 hour movies. I even thought as much as I love the Batman and Wakanda Forever, it's just long. I didn't watch Avatar because of the runtime.
Yeah,
one of the two reasons. So it was nice to get a film that was 2 hours. It's a comic book film, It moves the plot along as far as the multiverse saga, which is something that we haven't seen.
Yes,
a lot of, and it sets up something else coming up, very very simply. So it's it was nice. I thought it was nice. Is it unlike my top five Marvel movies ever? No, definitely not. It's definitely mid range, but for a Marvel movie, like, I really don't know what people like. And not every film is going to be a Wakanda Forever. That, yeah, you know, Ryan Coogler is just special in filmmaking. So I overall, I do just give it a B, and it's like it's like a good B, like not really like a 85. Like you're teetering towards like 84, like you're getting close to a B minus, but you did just enough work to just be like, yeah, okay, yeah, fine.
Just a solid B.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Well, Manny is a lot more positive than many reviewers out there, as Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania has opened up Rotten Tomatoes, 52% rotten from 141 reviews. I've got it up on screen for those that are watching on YouTube. I'm not going to read out every name and every review, but I'll pick out a few of the rotten ones. Neil Pond said, "This supersized, noisy, and sometimes chaotic superhero adventure won't be for everyone, particularly those who like their movies smaller, quieter, a bit more subtle, and with less blowout spectacle and fewer ants." So basically, this guy's not a comic book film dude.
That guy's not an Ant-Man film, period. Like, it's the film is called Quantumania. Like, and it is an Ant-Man film, so
yeah,
you should have ants.
Yeah. Maria Latilla, visually, the film is messy and flat. The CGI is shockingly poor, and the action looks muddled. Let's do a couple of positive ones.
Bob, I'm sorry that Chipman, the film couldn't be filmed in the actual continent.
I know.
Sorry.
Well, I mean, dude, if bad CGI is bad CGI, well,
no, yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah.
Bob Chipman delivers, however disjointedly, on B-lister in over his head cosmic adventure romp, despite obvious post-pandemic schedule retooling into a big franchise place setter, buoyed by a scene-stealing heavy turn from Jonathan Majors. Ant-Man and the Wasp, Alan Kearney, Cerny, whatever. Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania has to be the most inert, lifeless film in the MCU yet. Did you not see Eternals?
Or Captain Marvel.
Or Captain Marvel. I mean...
Or Black Widow.
Yeah, well, it's got its moments. Overall, yeah, it's pretty meh, but over on Metacritic, it's rocking a 50. A couple of positives. Entertainment Weekly says, at just over 120 minutes, though, a blink in Marvel time, this Ant-Man is clever enough to be fun and wise enough to not overstay its welcome. Matt Zollier Seats from Roger Ebert: is it a must-see? No. The middle hour is fun in that patented, easygoing Ant-Man way. Slash Films, Jeff Ewing: altogether, Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania is a fun MCU entry that finally starts to feel like the new saga is pointing somewhere interesting. And one bad, that one was a 50. The one bad one that they've got here from Globe and Mail: colored wall to fake wall with cheap looking CGI. That's the second negative thing on CGI. The film looks like it was shot from inside the guts of a first generation iPhone. There is an aesthetic emptiness to it that is soul crushing. Wow. So a lot of mixed, a little bit of positive, and more negative than you would want to see.
Unfortunately, what I'm going to tell you is that if you're following the multiverse saga, this is the film you need to watch.
Yeah.
it's actually really important. it really sets up Kang, and that's too freaking bad if you really didn't like it. But I told you that. I lowered my expectations even before because of the fact that, what are you going to do in an area that doesn't exist? Like, how are you going to build that to look?
Well, you were the one that was all worried it was going to look like a Robert Rodriguez kids film.
I mean, I can argue that Guardians 2 was very similar in that aesthetic, where we're in a place that actually doesn't exist. So
if it looks like Guardians 2, I can, or even, you know, more refined, I can cope, but. Man, Marvel's CGI has not been all that hot.
And yeah, we know why. But the thing about it is that I'm a sucker for the story between Scott and Cassie.
Yeah,
just because of the parallels with my daughter and I, and she actually appreciates it just the same. She was watching it on her own a couple weeks ago, and I was like, "What's up?" And she goes, "I love it, Ant-Man," and I was like, "Ah, it's weird." And it is coming from a person who actually didn't like, I didn't like that actor before. Paul Rudd. Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, I think my first kind of interactions of Paul Rudd movies were like Grown Ups and Halloween.
Yeah.
Where he's like
the character not, you just don't. Yeah.
And so it took a while to kind of come around, but I mean, it's like, I don't know. I liked it, and I think it was fine, especially, you know, what it's setting up next. I'm not going to really talk too much about it, but I'll have a full review on my actual thoughts on it online tonight, and so that'll happen. Still, though, it needs ants. It is Ant-Man. And it is in the quantum verse, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, yeah.
Realm, that verse, I guess, is DC. I thought it was good because it was different. Also, like I said, it's fast paced, and it's not a heavy story like it's been in some of these other films.
Yeah,
it's more classic comic book film, I think.
I hope I like it. Like I said, you guys will be able to hear our thoughts hopefully Thursday night. I'll be seeing it. Nick will be seeing it, and we'll do a Marvel Multiverse Mayhem for it. Hopefully I can get it edited and out Thursday evening for you, if not Friday morning. That being said, I'm in it until Guardians. After Guardians, If Ant-Man's not good, and if Guardians isn't amazing, and even if Guardians is amazing, if Ant-Man isn't at least better than Phase 4, I might be done until the Avengers films, or maybe Fantastic Four. Like, I don't care about anything else coming out right now, and I'm so,
it's funny,
so tired of being disappointed by Marvel, that the very thought of watching more, just because, no, I don't. So I need this to be at least better than Phase 4, and I'd really love for Guardians to just be a knockout home run. I really do, but I'm scared, Manny.
It's interesting because right now, Even with this, like, yeah, Jonathan Majors I thought was great, and I'm very excited to see him as Kang. Like, who's he really fighting? I don't know if I really if I'd really root for the Avengers, the current Avengers at this point. I think right now my mindset would be like, oh, I want to see Jonathan Majors beat the crap out of these characters.
We could use a good reset. Let's see what the Conqueror has to offer. You know?
No, I know.
Just hear him out.
But let's be real. What does really MCU have to offer right now that you really care about?
Nothing. That's the whole thing, man. They've managed to even make characters that I did like and still do relatively. Doc Strange just kind of be like, you know?
Yeah.
I like Falcon/Captain America. Sam Wilson is a great character. I like Bucky. I like Florence Pugh as not Natasha.
Yelena,
thank you. I like that. But none of them have been through their phase four, you know, bits. None of them have been just stellar in the stories that have been told with them. And I know there's a lot of layers to it from the pandemic stuff to the shuffling of schedules, but it doesn't change it. Like, all the context in the world doesn't change the end results. You know what I'm saying? And eventually, especially the last couple of projects, last few projects, you can't really blame all the stuff that you were for, you know, the first year, 2020 and 2021 stuff. But my God, is it rough? Like I said, I can honestly see me being like, nope, I'm only watching what really piques my interest. And right now that's basically Loki coming up. And then besides Ant-Man and Guardians, I'm kind of interested in Loki, and then nothing really else right now that's like official until Fantastic Four. And then all that depends on what it looks like, what the trailer looks like, who the cast is going to be and all of that. And then after Fantastic Four, I'm kind of interested in the Avengers films, of course. I can't even think of a series right now that is, you know, hitting. Like, even Daredevil, I'm scared of.
Oh yeah,
they keep talking about how it can't be as dark, but it's going to be as mature, or it can't be as mature, but it'll be as dark. Like, no, man, there's like two or three things that I am definitely going to check out. Other than that, if shit's not better, I might be stepping off the Marvel train, man. That's something I did not think would likely happen, at least not this fast after Endgame. I was like, man, they've got at least one good solid more, you know, saga in them before shit hits the fan. Nope.
First of all, you're a damn liar because you're watching all of it.
No.
Yeah, no. I'll be dead serious. I'll remind you because we're gonna need to talk about it here on the show. And we're gonna need to talk about it for your podcast.
Do you not know who
Nick.
I am?
Yeah, I know who you are. You're a damn capitalist pig, and you're gonna do it for the views.
Hey, even well, if it's for the negative makes ones. The views.
So like, there's just this lack of cohesion between characters. Really, if you think about Infinity Saga. You had the characters interacting with each other and building relationships and understanding why they were connected and how, and some of their purposes and end games. And then through it, I know that we still have a couple of years to go. But there hasn't been that, like, that connection that hasn't been that Nick Fury, that Coulson, that
they tried to have Val,
so,
and that hasn't worked very well at all.
No, it's been terrible. It's almost CW level, if you ask me, with the whole Val thing. And so there's no reason for me to be excited for like an Avengers team, because right now, like, if you ask anyone who are the Avengers, you're like,
there are no Avengers now, but yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, right now the Avengers compound is probably a Spirit Halloween, for all we know. So it's just like, why do I care? Like, why why should I root for them and not Kang, who, like, Kang actually looks pretty freaking cool. So it's kind of annoying. It's super annoying. And the thing is, it's like, you know, oh, be patient, you know, he's in, you know, it's a storytelling, and they're gonna bash it. It's like you've already done Infinity Saga. You've already laid a foundation of how you're supposed, you know, how you wanted to tell stories, and how you keep people engaged. But right now you're telling individual stories, which is fine, because but you don't tell me it's all connected at the end, because you don't do like a Zack Snyder thing where you're like, well, Aquaman sent the whales to save, you didn't do that, like, so that's how I feel about it, and so, like, I mean, I we had this whole conversation with some friends on one of their podcasts where we talked about how just
you moonlighting unimpressive. On us, Manny?
Huh? What the hell? Dude, I am a whore for content. So if you're gonna invite me on the show, I'm gonna go ahead and get on it for a minute, especially when they're good. There are other journalists who happen to do roundtables together all the time. And nice. So it's fun to have conversations sometimes that we would usually have around a table as we're waiting for talent. Just like just hanging out, so that's very cool, very man. Nice. Yeah, very good. Oh, what's up, dude? It's my cat. Come on.
What were you gonna say?
Oh no, I was saying hello to my cat. See, this is Schmidt, named after the new girl Schmidt because he's a little bitch. Look at Schmidt. He's like, hi guys, I hate it here. I don't know if people don't like Ant-Man, I really don't care because I liked it. And I already watched it, and one of the biggest IMAX screens I've ever seen. So I'm happy.
Tiniest hero, biggest screen. Hopefully it's good. Getting into the next story that I wanted to talk about, I just sent you a link to Twitter. I don't know if you saw the image. Some of you guys watching YouTube saw it earlier on accident, but first image of Lady Gaga and Joaquin Phoenix in Joker. Two, I am not speaking that. I'm joking. French folie à deux, or something like that.
Folie à deux.
There you go. And it's just nothing much, but there she is. There he is. She's got red lipstick or makeup all over her lips. It looks like
it could be blood.
Like they're probably been smooching. And I still don't give a damn. Like I wanted to love this movie so much more, the first movie, so much more than I did, simply because of how much certain groups in the media were trying to get people to hate it. Like, I'm a relative Harry Potter fan. I like the movies. I've never read the books. I do not like the I didn't see the last Fantastic Beasts because the first two were just
so the last one was that good.
But given all of the drama around the game, I almost wanted to start streaming it just to get the hate clicks. No, because like you said, I'm a capitalist pig. But I wanted to like this movie. It was fine. First Joker was good. It was not great, though. It was as predictable. As could be. The best thing about it is the acting, the story, bland, the set, like, it's just all about how great Joaquin Phoenix is, but with all the predictability, with that's all of the just for beat for beat moments in it, it wasn't for me this just, it wasn't the greatest comic book movie ever made by
Suicide
far.
Suicide Squad is the best comic book movie ever made.
What's that?
Suicide Squad's the best comic book movie ever made.
My ass.
James Gunn's, by the way.
Still my ass. But when it comes to this sequel, I just, dude, I don't care for Lady Gaga. I've not seen much that she's been in. And
that's,
I don't
probably
care for her
why.
Music. Well, no, the projects don't interest me, so it's not like I'm saying
you,
she's
you've
a bad,
never
I'm
seen,
not calling
you've never
her a
seen
bad,
House of Gucci. That movie's phenomenal.
And again, I'm not saying she's a bad actress at all. I'm just saying, I don't like her name has no appeal to me. It is not a draw. And the idea of a musical, even when it's because they're batshit crazy, and you'll probably see some scene of them, you know, horribly singing and horribly dancing in the insane asylum.
Lady Gaga's not going to sing horribly.
Shut
your mouth.
To do it on. No. I'm saying like they will. I'm saying like there'll probably be a scene that shows that the musical aspect is in their head and they're not these, you know, wonderfully talented singer dancers or some crap in reality, meta joke or something. But she's not a draw for me, so I don't care. But you got any more positive thoughts?
Well, luckily she's a draw for many, many others. Yeah. So there's that. And I think you're absolutely wrong about the first Joker being mediocre. It's, you know, it's an amazing film in my view.
It's okay.
It's a great interpretation of a character that's been done over and over and over and over again, especially, you know, by a director and by with what he had to be able to do something like that. It was fabulous. One of my favorites, and you know, I mean, that's why he won an Oscar for it. The one thing I will say about this image being released on Valentine's Day is something I always like to reiterate, is that regardless of the variation of these characters, if she's supposed to be a version of Harley or if, I mean, whatever, point is, this is not a relationship goal. And I like to say that out loud, because 100%, it is an abusive relationship. That,
shockingly toxic.
Yeah, where at least in the Amanda Connor, Jimmy Palmiotti version of the comics, and as well as the HBO Max animated series, we see how difficult it was to get away from it.
Yeah,
and so it's there's that. But I'm super excited for this, just because it's just really I just like an artistic take on DC characters, because hell, we don't even get, you know, movies sometimes, and for them to actually allow, you know, an artistic view of someone and to do something completely different from what is expected of a character or characters, I think is great. And so what do you want, dude? It's
a cat. It doesn't know what it wants.
He
doesn't
know what he wants. He thinks he's like, cats think they're in charge, and it's annoying because they probably are. But you know, it's fun. Like, and honestly, what the thing that this image does for me more than anything is it actually proves they're in the movie together, because to some degree, I was like, I don't even know if this is actually like, I know they keep saying it's happening and they keep posting about it, but it seemed very unrealistic to me that Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga would be in a Joker project together. Like, if you would have told me that, you know, before they did the first Joker film, I would have thought you're crazy. And so to actually see them on in an image side by side doing it, it's kind of like, oh wow, it's like actually happening. That's really more than anything. But they've gained my trust through the first film, so time to get on, you know, and check this one out as well.
Well, I probably won't be seeing it, because again,
that's lie, bro. You're gonna
musicals.
Watch it. I'm gonna remind you of that,
dude. I don't. Where's the draw, man? The first movie to me was okay. I don't care for musicals, and the other headlining actor actress is again not a draw. Why? I could waste my time with a bad anime and have more fun.
I will never waste my time with anime.
It's not a waste of time, man. It's all valuable in one way or another. You watch it, you know, you try to make it through the 3-episode rule, and then you can be like, well, yep, that was not good, and now you know better than to watch a project from similar those same creators or something like that. I don't know, man. That's really all I got today. Did you have anything else up your sleeve?
No, I think that's it.
I'm kind of digging the closer to 30 minute shows that we've been hitting off and on. last couple of weeks, guys. Let us know what you think. You know, keep it shorter, sweeter like this, couple stories and carry on. Or do you like it when we kind of ramble on a bit more and discuss other random things? Let us know in the comments. Excuse me, check out more here on the Genreverse YouTube channel. We've got anime reactions on AVR Squared. Breaking Geek Radio kind of does what we do, but only on Fridays, and they are longer form. And of course, we have the Cantina. I've mentioned Marvel Multiverse Mayhem. Animeversal Reviews. Regular AVR should be returning with Nier Automata this weekend. Lots of great anime content coming up in the future, as well as Genre Shot, trailer reactions, all of the podcasts and reviews, news stuff goes up on your favorite podcast apps like Apple and Amazon, Spotify, and of course, all written reviews, celebrity interviews, including those with Manny, available and on the LRM Online YouTube channel and at lrmonline.com. Written reviews, news articles covering rumors, leaks, legit news like trade news and stuff. It's really great. Been around for quite a while. That's crazy. I think the first time I visited LRM Online was maybe back in like 2010, 2011.
Jeez.
Yeah, like, and then I started writing for the site back in 18. So man, it's been a few years. Wow. Jeez. Alrighty then, guys. That's a trip down memory road for me. Manny, you got anything?
Not really. It's midweek, and I'm going on vacation on Friday, so I'm kind of checked out from everything at this point. Just ready to get out of here.
Well, you enjoy that, and maybe we'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.